What Hilchos Trumos Perek Chi Aleph Who is Yachelis B'Truma Chigei Get Liyado Liyat Shlucha She'asa Sala Kabbalah. A woman is married to a Kohen. May eat Truma until she receives the get into either her hand or into her agent who she appointed to receive the get. V'chol She'safa Grusha Reza Lo Sochel. If there's a question as to whether she's divorced or not, she may not eat Truma. Who is Yachelis Shaliach L'Kabbalah Gita. If a woman appointed an agent to accept her bill of divorce, she may not eat truma immediately, because the assumption is that the agent is going to do his job and accept the divorce on her behalf. The mamrav, she said, "Kabeli giti b'makom ploni, take the get from me in such and such a place." And asur shigiyah shliach lasa makom, we're not afraid. She's not prohibited until the agent gets to that particular place. Since if he would happen upon the husband earlier and receive it in a different place, it wouldn't be valid, since she specified that he take it in that place. If she sent an agent to bring her get to her, in other words, not to want to receive it on her behalf, just to bring it, and she gets divorced when she receives it, in that case, she may eat the truma until the get arrives in her hand. If a man says to his wife, behold, this is your get 1 hour before I die, she may not eat truma immediately, because he may die at any time. A city that was surrounded by a siege, or a boat that is in turbulent waters on the sea, in danger of sinking, the Yotzeli Don, or somebody who's going out to be judged in the capital offense. In all of those cases, we assume that the husband is still alive. It goes without saying that if the husband is only going out on a journey to the sea or traveling in the desert, that we assume he's alive. But a city already captured by the besiegers, or a ship lost at sea, or somebody going out to be executed by the court of the non-Jewish court, where there is a possibility that he may not be killed because they may accept a bribe, or somebody who was pulled away by a wild beast, or a building collapsed upon him, or he was swept away by a river. In all of these cases, we're not sure if he's dead or alive, so we have to be strict as if he was dead and strict as if he was alive. If their wives were a Kohenite married to an Israelite, or an Israelite woman married to a Kohen, in either case they may not eat. Because, let's say, for example, if she's married to a Kohen, maybe he's dead and she can't eat anymore. On the other hand, if she's a Bas Kohen married to Yisrael, maybe he's not dead, and she can't go back to her father's house and eat. So in either case, they can't eat. If somebody was judged to be put to death by the Jewish court, and they put him in the place of the execution chamber of stoning, we can assume that he died, because the court will definitely put him to death. And his wife can definitely not eat. Gimel anichem ba'al goseis b'din acheres. If she left her husband in a state of near death, called a goseis, in another land or city, in either case, whether she is a Kohenis married to a Israelite man or an Israelite woman married to a Kohen, lo tochal, she can't eat. Shov goseis l'misa. Because most people left in a state of near death will probably die. One witness says he's dead, one says he's not. She cannot eat. Again, we don't know. It's inconclusive. Now, if a woman was not believed to testify that her husband died, for example, her co-wife, or one of the five women who are considered her enemies and who may give her false information. If they said your husband died, since she cannot get married by their testimony, she may eat truma, her husband is a Kohen, assuming that he's alive. Until she receives testimony from a reliably trusted witness one who could marry, have her married by his testimony that her husband is dead. Hey, amishachur es avdo, if a person frees his slave, mishi yizakalo beget shichur, from the time that he acquires for him the document of freedom, psalam alecha b'tumah, he becomes disqualified from eating tumah. Any slave that is set free and still does not have the document, which is as will be explained in the laws of slaves, even though he's not completely freed because he doesn't have the document, still he's not allowed to eat the truma. If a person writes that his property should be given to someone else and he causes him to acquire it by giving it to someone else to acquire it on his behalf, and there were slaves in this property, the short succession, the son-in-law, Vakach Tzofach, and the one to whom he gave it was quiet, and then he shouted. In other words, afterwards he said, no, I don't want this. I raise a suffix, so there's a doubt. If the fact that he cried out at the end, that shows that from the beginning he never wanted it, and therefore it still belongs to the first owner. Or maybe he's screaming after his silence because he's changing his mind. And he does acquire it, now he doesn't want it anymore. Therefore, in both of these cases, or rather, in this case, he cannot eat truma on behalf of both masters. Whether the first master is a Kohen and the second one a Yisrael, or vice versa. The first one is Yisrael and the second one a Kohen. Since we have no way of really determining whether his master is the first one or the second one, so he can't eat. Zayin Yisrael Shasach HaBehemah Mekohen. If an Israelite rented an animal from a Kohen, Machila Truma, he can feed it Truma, since it still belongs to the Kohen. Kohen Shasach HaBehemah Yisrael, if a Kohen rented the animal of a Jew, even though he's obligated to feed it, that was the agreement, he may not feed it Truma, it's not something that he acquired. If there was a deal made that an Israelite took a cow from a Kohen and his job is to feed it and get it fat, and they split the profits. In this case, even though it would seem to be the Kohen's animal, the Israelite may not feed it truma. Even though the Kohen has a part of its profit because it's considered also part Israelites. Of a conscious some part of Israel of Fatma, on the other hand, if a Kohen took a cow from an Israelite and his job is to fatten up the cow, even though the Israelite has a certain share in the profits of a goof of the Kohen, since the actual body of the animal belongs to the Kohen, Shisham al Atmo, because he praised it on himself. In that case, he may give the para, the cow, truma. If the cow of an Israelite give birth to a firstborn animal that has to go to the Kohen, he can feed it truma because the bachar belongs to the Kohanim. A person can store kashinim, it's vetch, a kind of grain used by animals for animal food. He can put that in his pigeon coop, and he's not afraid that his pigeons will come and eat them. Because the Kohen is allowed to give his truma only to animals that he's responsible for, not to the wild pigeons. So that's why it's saying that even though he can't feed the wild pigeons, but he can put it there and he doesn't have to worry, maybe some of these pigeons will come and eat it. Yudhurali, it appears to me, Shemacha Kohen Parosel Yisrael V'lokach Adamin, if a Kohen sold his animal, his cow, to an Israelite, took the money, Avishadana Moshech Alokeach, even though the purchaser, the Israelite, has not yet pulled it, he's also l'achila truma. Already the Israelite cannot feed a truma. Why should entire Moshech is? Because by Torah law, money is considered a proper acquisition, which is barbilchus mekach memkar, as will be explained in the laws of commerce. Machisol akon afishnasan hadamim. On the other hand, if a Jew sold it to a Kohen, even though he gave the money and it's a valid acquisition by Torah law, it shouldn't need truma until he makes the Mashiach, which is to complete the acquisition entirely by rabbinic law. And therefore, since it's not entirely the Kohen's yet, he should not feed it truma.